goes according to Beis Shammai. It goes according to Beis Shammai Shita. The Yom that they say, Mayin Echadu Enich Nami. According to Beis Shammai, hold this Mayin Echadu, if we don't have to make a Bedika. But Enich Nami, according to Beis Tilu, you would have to make a Bedika. So Moshe says, is that true? V'stam lo tonike Beis Shammai, it's thwarted that Stam could be like Beis Shammai. So Moshe says, no, that's not such a kasha over here. Because Stam, usually we pass like a Stam Mishnah. But over here it's not that way. Here it says Stam V'yachakach Machloikesu. Here, right after that Stam Mishnah, is another Mishnah that argues. And therefore the Klal is V'chol Stam, a Stam Mishnah. V'yachakach Machloikesu. Then there's a Machloikes. Ain't a Lochak Stam. We don't pass on like that Stam Mishnah. So if it's not a kasha to say that Mishnah goes according to Beis Shammai, we don't pass on like that Mishnah anyway. The boy is saying, another tales could be according to Levi. Mi ketoni mevakesh es leishev. Does it say that she wants to start her Yemei Taira, meaning it's only the seventh day? No, yoshevet ketoni, that she already started. That on the eighth day, that day that she's already tore, that's when she doesn't have to make a bedika. But it could be on the seventh day, Avadi need a bedika to make sure she stops seeing. So then we say the Mayan Tome stopped, and now it's the new Mayan, Mayan Tor. So Maria, he, Yosheva, see what we're talking about now, it's the eighth day already, so my little man, what do you have to tell me? Pshitish doesn't have to make a bedika. Like, that's called Yemei Tatira, even if she sees that she's Torah. So Maria says, no, Mother Him, I would have thought to say, Tibdoik, let her make a bedika. Because Dilma Kovala Vestas, maybe it's the day that she could be Kaveya Vest. Like, if she sees then, she sees now on Rosh Chodesh. Then the next 2 months Rosh Chodesh, so even though this first Riyah was Dam Tor, but still should be Kaveya Vest to see for now on Rosh Chodesh. Do a couple of vests. The Mor says, "Kamash das chiddush here. Kamash no to mayin tor le mayin tomin loikova." That know that the fact she sees now when it's dam toyer does not prove anything. How she'll see when later she'll see from the mayin tomin. Is according to Levi, it's two different mayon, it's two different like wells, two different places. See if we can bring a proof from one to the other. So, this is good to Levi, according to Levi, she says, Yom, the old Shnei Yonasim. That this Isha, after Leda, that for 33 days after Azacha, she's Tor, that's from a different Mayan. So, therefore, you can't bring a proof of a vest from one to another. Elul, Rab, according to Rav, she says, Yom, the old Mayan Echonu, no, it's one well, one place where the Dam comes from. If so, Tivrik, let him make a Badika now, even during the Yimei Taira. Even though true she's Torah, but still we have to know, maybe she'll have a new flow now, and she'll start a new Kviyas vest. So we do a couple of vest, maybe she'll be Kviyas vest. So the rest is not, Filu Hochi still, Mimei Taira, Limei Tumasa Lekova, still could be, even though it's one Mayan, one place where the Dam, one womb where the Dam comes from, but still, since these 33 days, the Torah said she's Torah, she can't bring a proof when she'll see then, that she'll see the same way later when the Dam is Tomei. Even though it's the same Mayan, but it could be still the different characters, different ways of coming out. So therefore, you can't bring a proof one to another. So therefore, there's no purpose at all to make a bedika during this Yemei Atayra. Then the Mishnah says, "Umeshamesh is b'yedim." That every Isha b'sman di'atayris, that'll be before they live with the husband, they have to check himself right before and right afterwards. Tanan Hossim, we learned the Mishnah Gemara. Ksubis that says, "Tinoikos shleigiyas manaliris." Means a girl less than 12 years old, or even older, less than 12 years old. Didn't come a time yet to see Dam. Venis says she gets married. Beis Shammai says, Noistan la arbalelus. That the first 4 nights they're allowed to live together, even though there's Dam. That's nothing. We said it's Dam Basulin. It's not Dam Nidus. She's Torah. Beis Silu says even more than that. Achatichi hamaka. That go on for a longer time. As long as the wound did not heal there. I mean to say, let's say if they live together every night, and every night Dam comes out, we say that Pshat is that wound of the Bia, of the first Bia, breaking the Psulim, they're not healed yet. So if it could even be a week, that all the Dam that comes out is still called Dam, Torah, Tyra, it's Dam Psulim, not Dam Nidus. That's called Achatichi Yamaka. The Amr of Gid Lo Mashmul, Lashonavel Shaloi Posko Mach Mastashmish. That means only where Shaloshlet means every time they attach Mashi, she's Dam. And Varosa Shleimach Mustashmish, and she also sees the next day not Mach Mustashmish. That's when we say that she's Torah. That Dam is still Dam of the Bsulim, and therefore she's Torah. Ah, but what's going to be Poska Mach Mustashmish? Let's say they lived together the next night, and no Dam came out at all. So that's a proof then that the Makkah, the wound, healed up. And then Verosa, then the next day she does Sidan. So Tameya and Chnami, then the Maisi she's Tameya. Because the next day we say it's not from the wound anymore, the wound healed up. So it must be now she got a period, therefore she's Tameya. What's going to be over on Lailo Achas Beloy Tashmish? Let's say one night passed by and they did not live together. And then Verosa, the next day she does Sidan, Tameya. Then she is Tameya. So we have a right to say that most probably the wound healed up already. And therefore when she sees Dam, now it's regular Dam Nidus. What's going to be Nishtane Mare Domim Shalom? Let's say though what she sees by daytime, the dam changes from the dam Besulim. The Rebbe says they knew that the first dam that came out a little bit lighter. Later the dam that came out was darker dam. Then we say Tamei, and that's also proof to say that she's Tamei. It's not called the dam Besulim anymore. Because since it changed already, the Rashi says, Mimara dam bila rishayna, from the color of the first beer, the dam that came out then, but came out later changed. So then we say it's dam Tamei that she's Tamei. Tamei says, Mosiv Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah asked a question like this. Upsula shodemea toirim. Upsula that a dam is toirim. Amai tishamish b'yedim. What does she have to be mishamish b'yedim for? The Dilma Nishtana Maradomim Shalom, because maybe it will change. In this occasion, it says in our Mishnah, in Moshe Rabbim, it says, Obsula, Shedemea Torim, Obsula, and we say the dam that comes out after the Bia is called Dam Psulim, so she's Tor, so now the Mishnah says she doesn't have to check herself. We don't tell her to check herself, not before Tashmish, and not after Tashmish, not even for Tyrus. So the question is why? Why shouldn't she check herself? Amai tishamish b'yedim didum nishtana maradam shlo. Maybe the color of the blood will change. And we're saying that if the color becomes a little bit darker, it's a proof it's not dam besulim, rather it's dam nidus. So she should check out to see what type of dam it is. So my answer is on my rubber, ema reisha. Anytime you say in the reisha, the Mishnah, chutz min hanida v'yasheva sadam toyu. Who the loy boy b'dikin echnami? Only an isha that's a nido, yeshavas adam tor, they don't have to have a badika. Aba besula, she demea torim boy badika, enach nami. It could be a besula, even though a demea is torim, minastam, but she should make a badika before tashmish and achatashmish. Because if she makes a badika, maybe we'll find the dam to be a darker color, and that will prove that she's a nido. Smara says, elakash and adoy, so it's a steer with them, before we say not like that. Smara says, El Kashna Dodi, Kan Sheshimsho Di Emo Shamash Ochron, Kan Shalo Shimsho. The difference is like this. We talk is say she should make a bedika later on because maybe she'll find down as darker, we'll know it's Dam Basulim. Just if she has Tashmish though, that's no proof if the Dam right after that is darker to say it's Dam Nidus. Because we'd say that the Shamash, the Bia itself, made it a little bit darker. So therefore, you can't check yourself right after the Bia. Rashi says the Eima Shamash Ochra means Eivra Tashmish. And maybe the Tashmish itself, the Eivra, for some reason, that caused the dam to become a little bit darker. So therefore, she can't check itself right after the Tashmish. But Enechnami, if they don't live together, then Stam, they check himself, that's okay. Because then later we could tell if it's a darker color, that's a right Stam Nidus, and not Dam or Besulim. Yeah. Tani Nami Yochi, don't let this so, Tani Nami Yochi. That the medvamum, when was this said, the medvamum, shalot toska machmas tashmish, that she did not stop seeing dam when they lived together. For Ross to shalot machmas tashmish, she saw the next day, that's when we say she's Torah. Because we say the maka did not heal up yet, so any dam that comes out is still dam susan. Albo poska machmas tashmish, let's say they lived together once now, after the first biyam, and she did not see dam, and then for Ross the next day she does see dam, tamei, then she's tamei. Because we say the mark of the womb healed up, and this is new dam now. What's going to be over Lailo Achas Beloy Tashmish? One night passed by, they did not live together. For also, then the next day she sees Tameya. She's Tameya, because we have a right to say, Ms. Tameya, the mark healed up. Nishtana Maradom Shalom. Let's see, even though they lived last night together. And she checks herself the next day. And she sees now the next day the dam is a little bit darker. That's also proof to say Tameya. It's not anymore the dam Sulim, but rather it's the new dam of Dam Nidus. Therefore, she would be Tameya. Then it says the Mishnah, Pamaya Mitzricha. She has to burden herself twice a day. Once in the morning and once in the evening. Omer of Yudah Mashmuel. Loshon Velo Tyrus. Yudah Shmuel says, this thing is only applies an Isha that's Oisik in Tyrus. She has to check herself in the morning to make sure the Torah she touched last night is Torah, and she has to check herself at night to make sure the Torah she touched by daytime. But in the case where she's not being oisik in Tyrus, just to live with a husband, loy boy vadika, for that she would not have to be boiding herself. Tanan learn like this. They don't have to make a bedikah like Bisman is in, the Nosh will not have to check themselves before Tashmish. Gemara says, my Kamash, what are you teaching me? Tanini, we learned like this. We learned the Mishnah later will have that Kol Han Noshim Becheskas Tyra Labalayim. So Mishnah later says, all the Noshim are Becheskas Tyra. Unless you know she sees, so she's Becheskas to be Tyra. So she doesn't need a bedikah. Gemara says, no, even if she's different, that Mishnah, even if she's different, I would have thought the Savimina, Han, immediately be Shesh Lavesis. So an Ishan has a vest. Then we say, so Shloi Bisman Vesto, you're allowed to live with her without checking. Abel Isha Shane Leves. Maybe Isha does not have a vest kavua. Maybe Boya Badika. Maybe Nechnaim is such an Isha every time before the husband lives with her. Maybe we'll have to make a Badika. She'll have to make a Badika. So the proof is from our Mishnah that he says no, she does not need a Badika. So Mura says, if so, how could it be a proof in our Mishnah? For Mas Nisan Bisha Shesh Leves. Now Mishnah is talking about Isha has a vest. And on the Buddha Mishnah is saying the Psha now Mishnah. So maybe only an Isha has a vest does not need a Badika Labaila. But maybe an Isha Shein Lavesis, maybe she would need a Badika Labaila. So where it says, no, I'll tell you the Pshat in our Mishnah is Mas Nisin is Bein Sheyesh Lavesit, Bein Shein Lavesit. Mishnah talking about both type of Noshim, whether she has a vest or whether not. And V'ol Kamash is the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that the Yafagav the Yesh Lavesis, even though she has a vest, still, Migu, the boy Badika Lataris, since for the after the Tashma she has to check herself, to make sure she's tough, because Tyrus is boy number medical bailo. That's the chiddush, even though she has a vessus. I mean, as time we should not be choishet, she's going to see dam now. But since for Tyrus there's this chumah, she has to check herself. Who are din labailo? So we say she has to check herself beforehand. So Rav Zayi, Omer Shmuel Chazim, Shmuel said this one time already. The Omer Rav Zayi, Omer Rav Abba Bar Yimio, Omer Shmuel, Isha Shein lo vessus, Asur l'shamish ad shetivdoik. That Isha does not have a vest, it's not gossip to live with the husband until she checks herself first. And Yakin, we already put that halacha, that memory was, be asuka b'tyrus. It's only talking about when she's always sick in Tyrus. So we learned that halacha already. Only if an Isha has worked with Tyrus has to check herself before, but not a regular Isha. So Mursa Nechanami, I'll tell you, Chodu Michlal Chaveret Itma. One was learned the name of the other one. Like it's not a separate memory, it was like both set together. It's not a kasha, what we learned both of them. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Nam Yechalon let this also. The Med of Ramamu Ramuz has said you have to make these badikas before Tashmas and after Tashmas only the Tyrus. Only Nisha's working for Tyrus, there it's a Chumra, she has to check herself. Avul Abayla, in the case where there's no Tyrus, just to live with the husband, then Mutera, she's allowed to live with the husband even though she doesn't check herself. The Med of Ramamu Ramuz has said, Shenicha Becheskas Tyra, if you left her, Becheskas Tyra. Let's say when you went away, she was still in Nietzsche, she was Tamei, and then you come home. The loch was there, Lamhiba Tumasa. She always has a loch, she's Tamei, at your time of tyranny. She has to tell you that she's Torah. So it could be again, when you go away, she was Tamei, and then you come home, so you have to ask her, is she Torah? You have to ask, did she go to the mikvah or not? And if she says yes, then you have a right to believe her.